produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers, 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. This is your Awesomely Amazing host, Josiah, and I am so pleased to have with us Clarissa Reinhart this evening on Awesomely Amazing. How are you?
I am blessed. What about you?
I am blessed. No complaints.
Amen.
We are so happy to have you here this evening, and I want you to talk to us and our listeners and our readers about your book, The Eight uh-huh. Prayer Watches, Unleash uh-huh. the Power of Prayer Manual. So, that is a powerful title, so let's get into the title. Tell us about the title, how you came up with the title. When the book was released, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, awesome. Well, first and foremost, the eight prayer watches are actually strategic watches that are in the Bible that a lot of times people don't know that it is, but it's just a form of strategy on praying, praying with precision, praying with, tactics in order for God to really perform and release the things that you're believing him for. And, it's a valuable manual. It just takes your prayer life to the next level. It breaks down the watches and the 3-hour increments per watch, which is 8 watches. So if you were to have like a shift of people praying, you would need about 24 people because there's 24 hours in a day. So that would cover each watch, 8 times 3, mm-hmm. 24. So with the watches, pretty much what you're doing, you're teaching people how to pray with strategy. There are certain things in the watches that you can begin to set an agreement. Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I just wanted to pause for a second. It seemed like we were getting some kind of static in the call, but I don't hear it now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not moving around. Okay. Can you hear me?
I hear you. That's better.
Okay.
But while you were speaking, there was some static, and I just didn't want what you were saying to get missed.
Okay. I don't know what's the last part you heard me speak upon.
I know you were talking about there being 24 hours in a day and how you would split up the shifts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so as I was saying is that the eight prayer watches are literally the watches are times of days, afternoons, and nights that's covering 24 hours within three-hour intervals. So I was just saying, you know, while every watch pretty much has a purpose within the spirit realm, if we were to have people covering prayer watch shifts, we would need 24 people to cover each watch in the three-hour intervals, which are eight watches. So, yes. And the whole purpose within the praying in the prayer watches is to pretty much begin to believe God for the things you're believing in the spirit realm to be manifested.
Okay. Now, I know you mentioned the different, let me rephrase. So let's go for our readers who may not, and our listeners who may not be familiar, can you break down the different watches and the times within those watches?
Mm-hmm. So as I stated, there are eight watches. And for example, I'm going to take you from watch one to eight. The first watch are the times or hours of 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and that's considered to be the first watch. And the target point that you're praying within that watch is dealing with to shut the mouth of the enemy and any curses that have been spoken upon your life, your family, future, et cetera. In the second watch, which are the hours of 9 p.m., to 12 a.m., that watch is pertaining to praying God's human and divine favor. So pretty much in that watch of those time frames from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m., you're praying for our human and divine favor naturally and supernaturally. Then in the third watch, which are the hours of 12 a.m. to 3 a.m., which is one of the most prominent watches that a lot of people will say they pray in, this is the watch where you're praying to wage war in the spirit, spiritual warfare. That's the third watch, 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. The next one, which is the fourth watch, which is considered to be the last watch of the night, those hours are from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., and what you're praying within those time frames of intervals, you're praying for God to proclaim deliverance upon your life in every situation. The next hours for the fifth watch, which would be considered the first watch of the morning, that's 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and within that time frame, you're praying for healing. Your target point is to heal, restore things that have been broken for them to be repaired, things that need to be resuscitated to be brought back to life. Those are time frames to pray strategically in fifth watch. The next watch is the sixth watch. Those hours are 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And the strategy of the target point within that watch are breaking barriers and bondages, stepping out of the old into the new. And then, of course, the next watch you have is the seventh watch, which is 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., and you are praying according to the alignment of Psalm 91. Your target point within that watch is to pray against destruction. And last but not least, you go into the eighth watch, which are the hours of 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and during those time frames for the eighth watch, you are praying for God to change history. So changing the dynamics of things to be the things that have been lingering or things that might be generational ties for things to be changed in history as far as according to that watch. And that's the eighth watch from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, do you have a favorite watch to pray in? Is there one that's your favorite?
To be honest, my favorite one, even though I always pray, according to how I'm led by the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and I want to be clear, make sure I say this. Now, when I talk about watches, the book was not written for people to be like, okay, well, she's telling us when we need to be praying. I'm telling you the things that you should be praying when you pray, because the Bible says pray without ceasing. So if it's saying pray Absolutely. Without ceasing, it doesn't directly say you got to do this at this time. But I feel like this, everything we do in life has a time frame, a time schedule. You don't go to an airport with a ticket and don't know what time you get on the plane. So the reality is, the reality is with the watches, my favorite that I definitely pray in would be the second watch. Those hours are from the 9 p.m. to 12 a.m., and that's dealing with human and divine favor. But to be honest with you, a lot of times the Lord deals with me. I might pray in the second watch, take a nap, and I'm back up. I'm on a wall again praying for third watch and fourth watch. So, like, if I pray the second watch at 10 p.m., then I might take a nap, and I'm back up maybe at midnight. Now I'm in the third watch. Then I take a nap and get back up at 4 a.m. I'm in the fourth watch. So the reality is I look at prayer as if they were like a bank account. Every time you pray, you're depositing something in the spirit realm so that when a situation occurs, you're able to have a withdrawal. Because you put something in. You know, you can't go to a bank expecting to get $1,000 when you never put $1,000 in. So I see certain things in the spirit realm, not saying that, God is a God where this is like money, but you have to kind of look at it far as in the system of banking, you know, with the diligence. I hear people say, I can't get up and pray for an hour, but sometimes we run our mouths on the phone for maybe 2 hours. I think when you get to that point, some people have to work their way up to maybe praying an hour. Normally when I'm up praying, I pray for 1 hour. I'm going in, you know, and all I can say is there is never anything wrong with prayer. If anything, you want to keep an active prayer life, not just when you need something or a situation is going on. But one thing that the prayer watches teaches you, I would say for me personally, is discipline. I see prayer as if it is me breathing. It's something that you do effortlessly. The more you do it, you do it. You know, you fall into it because this is a part of my walk. This is a part of who I am. This is my weapon. So every time I'm praying, I'm going in the presence of God and believing that since He has given me the beautiful gift to pray, praise, and worship, these are some dynamic weapons to turn and destroy some things in the demonic realm.
All right. What would you say to someone who maybe, let's say somebody finds themselves not sleeping through the night and maybe waking up at, 2:30 in the morning. They find themselves waking up between 2:30 and 3 almost mm-hmm. a couple times a week. And what would you suggest to that person or say to that person? Because they may not even understand why it is that they're waking up. They know, man, if for some reason I'm not sleeping through the night, it seems like I'll wake up at these times a couple mm-hmm. times during the week.
Okay. And you said, what would I say to them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this before I answer that. Okay. Am I talking to a person that is a believer or not a believer?
Oh, I don't know. I was just giving a hypothetical. Let's say they're
right, right. Okay. No, I'm asking because, it ties into something I'm going to have to answer that. Because those are questions that I had people directly inbox me, and believe it or not, some, and I do ask that because I just try to make sure I'm not under the assumption that everybody that's buying the manual is a believer. There may be some people who want to come to Christ but still trying to find some understanding on why they get up 2, 3:30 in the morning. So you said a believer. So this is how I respond to that. If by chance that person is a believer, then they're up at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and this has become a habitual thing where they're constantly up. My next question to them would be, is your prayer life active? And if they say, no, not really, well, this is the time God is calling you to do so. I would say that because I think a lot of times if we don't fully understand why we're doing certain things, even if we are a believer, it's just good to kind of go back and evaluate, okay, well, where am I standing in that department? Maybe this is the only quiet time or moment that the God is trying to get my attention. And if he's trying to get my attention to come into the prayer realm of prayer, supplication, and petition, then this is what I need to do. So I say, you know, even if they don't know too much about prayer, it's not going to hurt them to say, well, Lord, I surrender this upon my heart to you. You know, these are things the Bible says that he would perfect those things that concern you. So that might be their time frame just to engage in prayer. And I would tell them, begin to pray because that's your conversation to God.
Okay. And so you would tell them to begin to pray because that's their conversation to God. Also, would they then address, you've already gone through that hour, that prayer watch, would they then begin to address, as you've outlined in the manual, or do they just need to begin with the conversation and then work their way up?
I would say, you know, based on the person, definitely begin with the conversation, and work their way up. They want to begin with going into the watches and conversations, you know, so be it. But whatever they feel comfortable in doing. And I want to say this, too. The Prayer Watch Manual was actually something that I studied about 5 years before the actual thing was written. And to be honest with you, I didn't ever consider even writing a manual. The manual came from my pastor at the time of my church, allowing me to do a 4-part teaching series. So everything that I was teaching the body of Christ, what happened, I took those notes and compiled them into the 8 Prayer Watch Manual, which part 2 is actually coming out before the end of the year. But I decided to go ahead and do it because I wanted to make sure I searched out the scriptures, you know, how everything tied into everything, because I'm going to tell you this also. One of the most prominable watches that Jesus Christ prayed in, the Lord was showing me, is the fourth watch. It was during the fourth watch, and those are the hours from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. where some of the disciples saw him walking on water. It's also considered to be the last watch of the night. Now, I want to say this much because when I was asking, you know, if the person was a believer or not a believer, but let's just say they're not a believer and they're up during this time frame. Now, the funny thing about what I'm about to say is during the time that Jesus was found walking on water, the Bible tells us, and this is nothing Clarissa is making up, but the Bible tells us that there were disciples on the boat who saw him. And as we know, one of those disciples was the amazing story of Peter, who actually took the audacity and the courage to step out the boat and to walk to Jesus, right? So one of the disciples, it is believed, who was on that boat was also Doubting Thomas. Now, even though Doubting Thomas was on the boat, nobody got out to walk on that water but Peter. All right, they're probably like, hey, you go ahead and do that. We'll watch you do it. So one of the things I find to be funny, somebody might say, well, was Thomas a believer? Because the Bible tells us clearly that he doubted. He even doubted when he seen Jesus return, which is so crazy because sometimes people can be in your circle and you think they're believing what you believe, but they don't totally believe. So even in his situation, it was in that fourth watch, he saw Jesus with his own eyes walking on the water. And I want to believe in my heart that after all of this stuff happened with Peter, I do believe Peter and the Lord, or Peter himself, I should say, went into prayer. Because one thing about Jesus, when he was walking on that water, more than likely that was his time to just pray and release what was upon his heart to his Heavenly Father. So being even involved with people who have purchased the manual, who were not believers, but who said that, you know, I'm up around these times, what could it be? That was a seed to get them even closer to God, because now they're coming into some understanding to understand that it's not accidental that I'm up during this time, you know. So just want to make sure I said that.
And that's what I was hoping that you would bring out to. That especially
Amen.
For somebody who finds themselves, you know, one time, okay, all right, but when you constantly find yourself around that time, you know, it may not be the exact same time, but around that time, that's not accident, you know. That's not, what's my word? Oh, gosh, coincidence, you know what I'm saying? Or it happened, it just so happened. Now, it didn't just so happen, you know what I'm saying? When that becomes a habit, you got to stop and think, like, whoa. So I'm so glad that you brought that up. Like, almost like a knock on the door, like, hello? Boom, boom, boom.
Exactly. That's why I was asking, you know, was I coming from the perspective of the believer, just the non-believer, or both? Because I wanted to address both of them, because there have also been people who have purchased this who are not fully blown believers, but they still had a curiosity as to why am I getting up at this time, you know. And I say, you know, God is called watching on the wall. And sometimes even if that person is not a believer, it now is a seed to lead them to Christ, to begin to understand that there is a plan and a divine will that he has. And a lot of times he releases these things when we pray without ceasing. So I see the book as a seed for those who want to come to Christ, to have more understanding of how he's beginning to use them and operate in their lives. And I also see it as overall a tool, which is also part of the seed, a tool of just strategy and tactics. You know, we're in the hour where the Lord is raising up strategists and tacticians to begin to understand that there's victory that comes when you pray without ceasing. You know, on the back of the book, I stated when prayer becomes a habit, victory becomes a lifestyle.
Now, you know, let's just backtrack a little bit, because we just got into it, talking about it. And so I want to backtrack a little bit for a couple reasons. You mentioned that prayer was conversation, and I do want to go back and have you discuss a little bit about prayer, especially for people. Because years ago when I was maybe, you know, late teens, I thought prayer meant literally that you had to be on your knees with your hands folded to pray.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's some people out there who believe that unless you're in this specific position, you know what I'm saying, that you're not praying. And it took me a while, you know, to mature in my 20s to understand that you don't have to be on your knees with your eyes closed and your hands folded to be praying. You mentioned conversation. So could you just expound a little bit on that for our listeners? You know, there may be some people who may, you know, still think like I thought some years ago when I was quite younger, that, the reason I didn't pray is because I wasn't on my knees with my hands folded and my eyes closed. You know what I'm saying? seriously.
Right.
That was me in my late teens and early 20s.
Right. I definitely understand, because that was my mindset of it as well. And you know what? This is what I'm going to say too. I want to first talk about, you know, you say, can I kind of elaborate on that a little bit? I feel like if I'm going somewhere, you know, there's different positions of prayer. You have your warfare mm-hmm. prayer where you're walking. You have the prayer always, you know, if you want to get on your knees and pray, there's never nothing wrong with that. But if I'm in a situation.
Yes. And I'm glad you said that, because I don't want anybody to think that I was saying that, you know, that's a bad thing.
Right.
It's not, I just don't want
right.
that to be what hinders people from saying, oh, I didn't pray because
exactly.
I wasn't in that position.
Exactly. So, you know, the thing is, like, say, for instance, if I'm getting ready to go somewhere, maybe to interview somebody or go to an event or whatever the thing may be, or to even minister, and I'm behind my wheel praying, God is not going to knock the fact that I'm praying because I'm behind the wheel. I'm not going to take my vehicle, pull over to the side, and get out and get on the ground on my knees and pray. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I think people feel like that's the only position that they can pray in, and it is not so. My thing is, you could be praying while you're washing your dishes, and I'm going to go here. You could be praying while you're in the bathroom on the toilet, and
okay.
I'm saying all of this because there is no definite way that the Lord is saying you must drop on your knees every time you come to me in prayer. Getting on your knees to pray is never anything wrong. It's a way of humbling yourself as well to the master, but at the same time, if I'm in a position where I just need to go in and pray and I'm walking somewhere or I'm behind my steering wheel driving, whatever that situation is, I can immediately go into prayer. And one thing I want to say about the foundation of prayer is knowing that when we pray, you're calling in supplication. It's a humble request for help to somebody who is in authority, which is God, ultimately. And what you're doing is that you're humbling yourself to say, Lord, I believe and I surrender and trust you enough to know that you are my authoritative figure over my life, whom I can pray to. And I know that what I ask in your name according to your will shall be done. So that prayer, you're coming to him in supplication when you pray, okay? When the prayers are going up and being surrendered, those are earnest, urgent request. And if that urgent request is while you're in a hospital on the ICU unit believing God for a turnaround for somebody's life, or you at home, a mother or a father on your knees praying for a child in the street, whatever the situation is like the Bible says, my people who are called by my name. It never said my people who are called by my name get on their knees and pray, but he said if they humble themselves and turn, he will honor whatever it is that we're asking him for. So I say that because the power of prayer is so amazing that we have religious people who get in the position of, well, you're not really praying unless you're on your knees. Well, you know, if that's how they feel, that's how they feel. But my Bible does not say that that is the only position that I must pray in. You know, so I'm glad you asked that question, because I used to think that it didn't matter that I prayed if I wasn't on my knees. If I was at my job and I was angry about something, I would want to pray, but I'm like, oh, I can't pray because I can't get on my knees. Not knowing that at that moment, even if I'm standing at the register where I was working, the Lord still would hear my prayer if I spoke it. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
Yeah, I just feel like that, and it took me a while to really come out of the mindset that prayer is only honored when I'm on my knees. It took me a while to get out
of
that.
Mm-hmm. Sister Clarissa, I want to thank you for your time and being on Awesomely Amazing this evening, but we have run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
So can you, I'm so sorry because I was just like really into it too.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell our listeners how they can keep up with you on social media and where they can purchase your book, The 8 Prayer Watches, Unleash the Power of Prayer Manual?
Okay. Thank you for asking. Well, if they want to keep up with me as well as purchase the book, the first step is, of course, connecting with me on social media. My Facebook page is Clarissa Denise Reinhart. And then once you connect with me, if you tell me that you've heard this interview here with the lovely Jazara, then what I would do is connect you to my equipping page, which is linked to the book. The website is in preparation to be released soon. So, yes, Facebook, social media, and that platform is how you can connect. Clarissa Denise Reinhart.
Okay, good. That's what I was going to ask you to tell
mm-hmm.
them again. So thank you so much for being here with us on Awesomely Amazing. You got to come back. We got to continue the conversation.
Absolutely.
The next time you come back, and we definitely want to have you come back and when your new book is released and talk about that. So
absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. So I want to say to everybody, have an awesomely amazing evening, and also have an awesomely amazing week. And if no one has told you, you are awesomely amazing. We will see you next time on Awesomely Amazing. Bye-bye.
Come on, songs. It goes like this.
Wanna be close to you?
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole V.
Well, it's Travel Thursday, and we are back in the studio and talking with Kathy Killen with Royal Caribbean International. I'm super excited to be talking cruises, so let's set sail. Hey, Kathy.
Good. Hello there, Nicole. How are you?
I am great. I'm glad to have you. So excited to have you as a part of the show today. I know I have so many people really excited to hear more about the wonderful things that Royal Caribbean has going on and all the great things that destinations they can sail to and all that good stuff. So I want to go ahead and get started. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Royal Caribbean for those that have never cruised before? Tell us what Royal Caribbean offers.
Well, first off, I have to say I'm very excited that you invited me onto this show because I think that there is a little bit of misinformation out there as far as just the fact that cruising continues to grow. As a matter of fact, over the last 4 years, cruising has grown by 20.5%, and they continue to see those numbers climb every year, even with last year and this year. Looks like it's going to exceed what we did last year at Royal Caribbean as far as bringing on more passengers, bringing out more cruise ships. But I really think, Nicole, probably the biggest reason why I think it continues to grow is because of the value. Because when you think about what it would take for someone to go on vacation, for example, start thinking about in your head the math. How much would it cost for an oceanfront hotel per night? Then on top of that cost, I want you to go ahead and start adding in how much would it cost for your family to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and let's say that you do that times 7 nights. Now what are you looking at cost-wise? Not to mention, of course, entertainment. What about all of the things that people like to do on vacation, like go swimming and go to shows and all sorts of different activities that are included as part of a cruise? And I really think that one of the beauties of the Royal Caribbean product, because I've actually been in this business now for over 25 years, I started off as a travel agent. I used to work on board ships for 5 years, traveling all over the world. And then, of course, I came home and got my land legs back, and I've been with Royal Caribbean for 10 years now. I just love the Royal Caribbean product because there is something for everyone. Doesn't matter if they're older, if they're younger, they're traveling with children, they're traveling without children. Maybe your clients don't want to see children. We have phenomenal kid programs, so the kids all gravitate towards that. So with adult-only solariums and fantastic food and menu items and entertainment, and you wrap all that up into a floating hotel that goes with you to experience all these different ports, I can't stress enough the value of what that brings to their vacation dollar.
That is so true. I know I've had experience with cruising, and the Royal offers so much, beautiful ships, just so much to do. I was so impressed. I got an opportunity to actually do a ship inspection, and it was just the coolest thing, to be on the ship and see all the things that they offer. But I was really impressed with the kids area. The kids area is outstanding, and I know a lot
and
of people.
And it's complimentary. It's free. It's included as part of their cruise. So if the parents want to go out to dinner at nighttime and then go to a show, we have an award-winning Adventure Ocean program. That's what it's called, and that's our youth program with experienced counselors, with all age-appropriate activities. We're one of the only cruise companies with 5 different age groups. And I think that's another reason why it's been so successful for families, because the kids get out of it what they want to get out of their vacation, and that also leaves time for people like parents or grandparents or whatnot to get out of their vacation what they want out of it. And then there's a beauty in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody, it's something to do for everybody. And everybody gets that downtime, just to kind of break away. Because when you go on vacation, that's exactly what you want to do. So what kind of specials or anything fun happening with Royal Caribbean?
I am so happy that you asked me that, because right now we are running a promotion for the month of April. So as of the end of this month, it will go bye-bye. So they do need to, of course, contact you, let them know as far as what they're looking to do, because I know you would ask as far as what sort of ships we have. They have 25 ships to choose from. But I will say right now it's buy one, get one 50% off. That's going on for the month of April.
Wow.
But probably the biggest promotion that we have for this month only is kids sail free. So if they are flexible with their dates, yes. Now, I will tell you there are some blackout dates, of course, as far as Christmas and New Year's, Thanksgiving. So your peak times as far as maybe Easter break or summer vacation. But if you have kids that are younger, I know for me, I have 2 kids of my own, and there's a downtime right before the week of Christmas, where kids are sailing free. I'm like, they're
awesome.
Light on the homework at that point anyway. And I'm like, you know what, my kids, I'm going to take them out of school. So some families are okay with that, some are not. But if they're flexible or their children are 12 and under, they will be able to sail free if they're flexible with their dates. I'm telling you, it saves people a ton of money. And that is for sailings that are loaded. The sailing window is from May 1st of this year through May 15th of next year, but they have to book it with their deposit, and those deposits are $100 per person for under 5 nights as far as their cruise is concerned, but if it's a 5-night or longer cruise, it's a $250 deposit. So So they would need to figure out what ship and sailing date that they want to go on. They would need to contact you for pricing and then book it with their deposit before this promotion goes away.
That's not bad at all. That's an awesome deal. That is definitely an awesome deal. So let's talk about Royal Caribbean and what destinations do you all sail to? Because I know that's always a big question for people. Some people don't necessarily want to do the Caribbean. They want to do something different. Maybe they've done the Caribbean in the past. So where
Absolutely.
Else is Royal Caribbean?
Well, of course, Caribbean being part of our name, Nicole, of course, we're going to have a ton of options for people to go to the Caribbean. But
yes.
with that being said, as I mentioned, we have 25 ships that are globally deployed all over the world. So if they, again, are looking to experience, maybe they want to go to Alaska. Maybe they want to do Europe. Maybe they want to do Australia and New Zealand or Canada and New England for the fall foliage or even over the summertime. Maybe they want to go up to Bar Harbor, Maine or Halifax, Nova Scotia. There's lots of different options for people to be able to go and enjoy. And again, when you look at everything that's taken care of as far as, you know, think about this even for Europe. We have a 7-night Western Mediterranean, which is probably one of the most popular itineraries for first-time vacationers to Europe. Because, again, you're unpacking once. Somebody else is basically taking you from port to port where the ship pulls right up. You get off the ship. You go on your shore excursions, but you come back. You don't have to worry about going in and out of hotels, in and off of buses, unpacking, packing. I know when I went to Europe, I've done it both ways. And I will say that a cruise, hands down, is the best way to experience Europe, especially if you're looking for some of those really popular ports of call like Rome or Barcelona or maybe the French Riviera with Monte Carlo, or maybe they want to go see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You know, and again, when you look at everything included with, and I don't know if anybody's ever tried to price out hotels over in Europe, you can't beat the price. So Europe, here's another thing I want people to realize too. I realize, of course, we have a ton of ships doing the Caribbean, but if you want to go to Alaska, we now have the best ship in Alaska starting in May of this year. She's already coming back next year. Alaska for next summer is already available for people to book. We have a 7-night round trip up into Alaska out of Seattle, and that's on the Ovation of the Seas, which is the second largest ship class in the world. Tons of balconies. They have this thing called the North Star, which is a glass bubble, looks like a glass bubble on a crane that takes about 16 people 300 feet above the water surface for a panoramic view. It's got ripcord by iFly, so if people want to go ahead and experience that whole skydiving simulator, there's a circus trapeze school. We got the largest indoor sport complex at sea on the ship. Not to mention, probably one of the best things about the Ovation of the Seas that does this 7-night Alaska cruise round trip out of Seattle is the fact that every single interior cabin that normally does not have a window, an interior cabin means they don't have a window. But on this ship, every single one of those cabins has what they call a virtual balcony. So it's about the size of a door that shows people real live footage of what is going on outside when they're inside their interior cabin. And there's no other ship out there that has that. No other ship out there has that. It's perfect for families. It's
awesome.
Wonderful because, again, it can save people money on round-trip airfare because it's round-trip out of Seattle. But we do have 3 ships that do Alaska for next summer. We still have availability even for this summer. So if people are looking to go for this summer, keep that in mind as well.
Awesome. That is so awesome. I know I'm just so impressed with all the stuff that Royal Caribbean offers and, you know, the dining options. Let's talk about the dining options because I know a lot of people, when they think everything is a buffet on a cruise ship, and it's not.
Oh, goodness,
so can we talk about our specialty dining and some of the other options that Royal offers?
Absolutely. So, of course, we do have a place called the Windjammer Marketplace, which is our buffet that's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they switch out the menu items. They do cook-to-order food stations that change out every single evening if people are looking for a more casual environment for dining. However, with that being said, there are tons of other dining options available. Number one is going to be in our main dining room. Our main dining room is where you basically come into the dining room, excuse me, you sit down and you're presented a menu. You can do that for breakfast. You can do that for lunch. And, of course, dining times for dinner at night, there are basically three different options if they're looking to eat in the main dining room. Because, again, the menu is what rotates every evening. So they're getting numerous amounts of different appetizers, soups and salads and entrees and desserts. And, again, they pick off of that menu and they basically tell their wait staff what they would like. And, of course, it's a fine dining experience. And that's all included as part of their cruise, but they can do early seating, which is around 6 o'clock at night, or they can choose late seating, which is usually around 8 o'clock at night. Or we have a third option, which is called My Time Dining, which is where they can eat in the main restaurant, but they pick and choose their time between 5:30 and 9:30. So there's lots of flexibility. And then on top of that, there is room service. There is, we also, of course, have specialty dining. So if people are looking to experience a special event, maybe they want to have a date night or celebrate something like a special birthday or occasion. We do have these specialty dinings, everything from a steakhouse to hibachi, sushi. We also have this famous, Jamie Oliver has his restaurant on board our ships called Jamie's Italian, which is your farm-to-table sort of fresh Italian phenomenal food. And again, those are specialty restaurants, so they do have a charge associated with those. But again, if people are looking to experience a more high-end, very intimate, different sort of experience, we have that for those people as well. Now, I will say, as someone who grew up with eight brothers and sisters, and I put myself through college, I consider myself a little bit of a frugal person when it comes to my vacation. And I'm a firm believer that everything that I already paid for my cruise, I'm going to get where it's already included. And believe me, there are tons of options. I might go to a specialty restaurant maybe once for a date night. Kids can go into Adventure Ocean, and me and my husband would go get a dining experience to celebrate something special. But I'm not everyone. There's a lot of people out there that really love specialty dining experiences, and that's their thing. And if people like that sort of specialty dining, the more that they do the specialty dining, of course, there's dining packages where they could get discounts. And again, all of that is just more options because we realize that not all consumers are built the same way. They're not just like me. A lot of times they might like that sort of experience every night of their cruise, and that's great for them. And again, there's everything in between depending on what people are looking to get out of their vacation.
I love it. And Kathy, I'm taking a group, and I know we talked about this just recently. I'm taking a group in August on the Symphony of the Seas. We're super excited about that. So we booked Central Park balcony rooms, and I remember when you told me all the perks that came with that, and I was like, wow, I didn't even know. I didn't even know that, but group.
Nicole,
are,
you're going to be on the newest ship in the fleet?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm super excited. Super excited.
Yay.
So tell us about Symphony of the Seas. What all
okay,
do we have
so,
to look forward to?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start, Nicole? Okay, so the Symphony of the Seas is the newest ship in our fleet. It just came out last year. It is the newest ship doing seven-night Eastern Caribbean or seven-night Western Caribbean out of Miami. And this ship is the biggest in the world. What I think is very special about this class of ships, because the Symphony is actually the fourth ship in the Oasis class model. So they're all the same make and model. They all have seven distinct neighborhoods: Central Park neighborhood, Boardwalk neighborhood. There's the Pool and Sports Zone neighborhood. There is the Royal Promenade neighborhood. So there's seven neighborhoods that pull different interests, and that's why I think the ship flows so well. In 50-plus years of shipbuilding, this is the most successful class of ships ever launched. And there's a reason for that, because of the design of the ship. So as you were mentioning, Nicole, your balconies, there are, because there's nothing else in the world like this ship, we have what's called neighborhood balconies. So on the Symphony of the Seas, as well as Oasis of the Seas, Allure of the Seas, and Harmony of the Seas, which are their sister ships, in the Oasis class, they all have these neighborhood balconies. So Central Park balconies, they're located in the middle of the ship. So think about this. You're in the middle of the ship. You come out onto your balcony. You look up, and you're looking up at blue sky in the middle of a ship. And then you're overlooking this place called Central Park, which has 15,000 live trees, plants, shrubs. It's got an on-site horticulturist that does 2 daily guided tours a day. Dining, white twinkly lights at nighttime. There's dining through there. There's a place called Central Park Cafe, which is one of the complimentary restaurants that serves the best roast beef sandwiches with au jus sauce and this fantastic horseradish sauce and this freshly baked bread. You got to make sure that you go get one of those, Nicole, because they are my favorite sandwiches. But that's just one of the neighborhoods. But those balconies in Central Park, because they're very unique, we actually added free amenities to them. So if you book a Central Park balcony, automatically, when you come into your room, you're going to have a bottle of wine waiting for you. You are going to have an invitation to experience one of the specialty dinings for lunch. And then you're also going to get a private casino gaming session for 2 people. Those 3 perks are automatically included when people book Central Park balconies. Now, there is another neighborhood called the Boardwalk neighborhood, which is on the back of the ship that overlooks the Boardwalk neighborhood. So it's got the Aqua Theater on the back of the ship. You can actually see the wake of the ship in the ocean because, again, when you step out onto your Boardwalk balcony, you look up and there's blue sky. But then because they're located at the back of the ship, they can see the wake of the ship in the ocean. But what's really cool about the Boardwalk area is the fact that the Aqua Theater is right there. So besides shops and restaurants, people can actually see the Aqua Theater show from their Boardwalk balcony. And on top of that, they also get 3 extra included perks. So when they step into their room, when they come on board, they're going to be welcome. When they come in, they're going to have 2 souvenir cups for 2 free unlimited soda packages. They're going to get Johnny Rockets for 4, which is normally a special. There's a cover charge for Johnny Rockets. That's included for a family of 4. And then on top of that, they're going to get a private rock climbing wall session for their family. So Central Park balconies, they tend to attract more couples. It's very romantic. It's very serene. But they do attract families as well, just depending on what families are looking for. But Boardwalk balconies, this is good for families. It's good for couples. I know I'm a big-time people watcher. I love to sit out on my Boardwalk balcony and just kind of people watch. But noise is a non-issue because they do shut everything down at a decent time at night. And as soon as you shut those sliding glass doors, you can't hear anything anyway. And to get those free perks, and again, there's nothing in the industry like it, which is why they sell so well.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, that's so awesome. So I know I want to just publicly say thank you to you, Kathy, because I had the most exhilarating experience when we were at our conference just recently, being able to go whale watching. And so, you know, I always tell everybody about that. I was like, I had the most. And Royal sponsored that trip, that excursion.
Yes, we did.
And it was so much fun. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I don't swim. And so to be out there at night and all that water, I was like, oh, my gosh. But I did it, and I just had a great time. And I really want to say thank you again. I know I've thanked you 1,000 times, but that was an awesome experience for me. So I really try to encourage people when they take a cruise, get out there and do something different. Look for those excursions. There's all kinds of things to do. And you can pick these ahead of time. They can pick them ahead of time, right?
Yes, they can. As a matter of fact, there's a once they get a booking number, they can go on to the RoyalCaribbean.com website with their booking number, and they can see exactly the shore excursions that are available in every single port. And what's nice about the shopping cart that we have on the shore excursion site, Nicole, is that they can actually, they can shop by interest. So some might be looking for cultural, or maybe they might be looking for more dining or culinary experiences. Some people might be looking for family-friendly adventures. They might also be looking for eco-friendly shore excursions. So depending on what people are looking for, there's buckets that they can actually pick and choose, and it narrows down the choices based off of what their interests are. So it's super easy to shop. There's tons of availability as well as options for them based off of what they're looking to do as well as their budget. Everything from walking tours to guided tours on a motor coach to really see the scenery, half-day tours, full-day tours that include lunches ashore. So it really just depends on what they're looking to do, as well as, of course, where they are going to experience. So lots of options available for them.
Well, I appreciate you, Kathy, for taking some time out of your busy schedule, because I know how busy it must be for you guys this time of the year. But I do appreciate you for stopping by Travel Uncorked and sharing with us all the good things about Royal Caribbean. And I really want to encourage people to take advantage of the current special. You can't beat the kids sale free. You cannot beat
kids sale free. Buy one, get one, 50% off. And
yes,
I will tell you, especially for our first-time cruisers, Nicole, have them contact you for more information, because a lot of our first-time cruisers, you know, we have two brand-new ships that are doing the 3- and 4-night Bahama cruises that are stopping at our newest port of call in the Caribbean called Perfect Day at Coco Cay, which is debuting next month. Next month. It's coming up that quick. So exciting.
Perfect timing. Well, Kathy, again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I appreciate you. I may call on you later on if we have more interest about Royal, which I'm sure we will. But I appreciate you for taking time out and joining me on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Nicole. Have a great day.
You too.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.